I want to reassure your listeners this morning that I'm working closely with the HSE to address all issues, as are HICWA, and there has been an independent HICWA have been in and out of all services in the last number of weeks, and they're working very, very closely with the HSE. And it's important for your listeners also to know that I have a good working relationship, not just in Donegal, but right across the country with all of the HSE, so that at this moment in time, it's actually paramount for me to assist the HSE to address the pattern that is emerging out of Donegal.
And this is of now. This is not historic. This is not something we're reflecting on from 10 or 15 years ago. This type of behaviour was ongoing. Guidelines in terms of its reporting were not being followed. What are you going to do about it?
All right, so you are correct in that, and that's when I talk about the pattern there, Greg. Like it emerged, this particular case was in 2016, was again in 2017, and on my watch in 2021, where it is understood that the proper checks and balances of how to escalate, how to look for assistance, how to support, were not adhered to, and HICWA at all times was the last to be informed or brought into the conversation on it. So what am I going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm seeking support from the Department of Health. I have worked with the Department of Health and the Department of Children over the last number of weeks in drawing up a terms of reference. I'm seeking support from Minister Donnelly and the Department to have an external independent review in relation to the relationships and patterns that have emerged within CHO 1 Northwest, to ensure that it doesn't continue, that it stops, and whatever learnings can be taken out of it, that we support the HSE locally and in CHO1. But if there's other learnings for me as a policymaker or legislative piece, I have to take that on board to ensure that the proper safeguards are put in place. And this at all times is ensuring that we have the proper safeguarding and understanding of the safeguarding.
Okay. But just go through that language. We're talking about people here not doing their jobs, aren't we? Because this is not a computer error. This is not a structural error. This is people not doing their jobs.
Are people not understanding what their job is either, Greg?
But okay, if someone within the HSE is aware, okay, that a person is accessing this stuff on the internet and they don't know that they're supposed to inform up the line... Well, I mean, that's basic. That's not some sort of a misunderstanding. That's not a confusion over protocols and systems, is it?
And I suppose really that's why the independent review will ensure that we actually look at all... See, we have all the reports done in Donegal. There's new news emerging all of the time, okay, but we have all the reports done. HICWA are there since 2014, and they have been going in and out of providers, okay? And in also at the same time, we also have the Brandon report, we have look-back reports, we have NERP reports, we have it all.
Yeah, we're buried in reports. But what we want, even after the Brandon report, is people to be held accountable, people to be responsible, some assurance to the people that if there is an individual or individuals that aren't aware of what they're supposed to do, or that are aware of what they're supposed to do but they aren't doing it, that they're no longer in that position. Can you say that with any certainty is an outcome from the Brandon report, for example?
I can't.
Well, is that, I mean, how is that acceptable?
Greg, just let me finish here. So look, I'm equally as shocked as you are, as your listeners are, as to the recent revelations as to what has happened in Donegal. I am not happy with it whatsoever. But however, dealing with what I know, my reproach is this, that I am going to conduct an independent, my express wishes for an external independent report to be done by an expert person who understands social care, who understands safeguarding. So we're not looking at the medical model, but we're looking at the person-centred approach. And that is something of a changing conversation within the HSE. It's a changing way of where we look at persons with disabilities and we see it all as the medical model. These are people that have rights and we need to put those people at the centre of it. And if that is a cultural piece that is just Donegal, fine. But if it's a more widespread approach, I will take it widespread. But I am going to give it my full support to address it and to bring confidence back to the service users themselves, their family, but also the staff that are working there, Greg, as well. Because there's a lot of really good people working within the HSE, delivering excellent care. Mm. And we shouldn't let certain things sour and have a blanket brush that it's all wrong in Donegal. That would be so wrong of me to say this morning.
Yes, but in the absence of finding those that are responsible, these people being held accountable, and by that, I don't know, whatever sanction may or may not be available, you're doing the good staff in the majority a disservice. I presume those within the service are those that reported on certain instances and were ignored or forced out of their job. I presume they would look to you. I presume you're the boss. Is the HSE the boss or are you the boss just in this scenario? Like, where does the buck stop?
Well, I'm trying to make the book stop with me, Greg.
Mm.
Okay? I'm trying to. And that's why I want an independent review, so as that it returns to me, I can publish it, I can be very open and transparent with everybody. And that's where I didn't have that opportunity with the Brandon, but with this I will have. But I also want to say as well here, Greg, that I want to ensure that I restore that confidence. Okay? I want to restore that confidence.
Okay. You talk of a good relationship with the HSE. Did you not really almost have to publicly embarrass the HSE into publishing what they did of the Brandon report?
There was a reluctance there. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. But eventually they came around to my way of thinking and I was delighted with it.
Okay. So what can you say to people now that is being done now to ensure...
What I'm doing at this moment in time, okay... this is not being put on the back foot. This is centre stage. This is a priority for me. I have drafted the terms of reference. I need approval for an expert person that looks after social work and safeguarding. And I want to look at the relationship. So you talked about there, do people know what to do? It's understanding the relationships that if you work within the HSE, to know how you can reach out to Angora the Síochána, reach out to SLO, reach out to HICWID themselves, the regulator, if something is not right, that if you aren't being heard within the particular layers of the HSE, that there's other safety valves that you can access to ensure the safety of residents in your care.
Yeah, okay. When will this review be concluded?
Well, first and foremost, I have to get the approval for it, and I'm hoping on that. But it's also to ensure that it would be done in a very timely manner. As you and I would agree, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this. What we need is the expert person to go in, look at the current documentation, and also to look at the HICWA unannounced visits in January. Like, they found no issues in relation to what they were monitoring very closely. So it's to work from there back to what happened in 2016-17. Why did that happen in 2021? Why did it take 3 months to inform HICWA, to understand the roles and responsibilities? So if you're paid to do a job, you know what your job is.
Okay. Have you been able to satisfy yourself that the person who was responsible for this, i.e. the person who was accessing this imagery, they themselves are getting supports if required, or measures or things have been put in place to ensure that this can happen, can't happen again? Have you been able to get that assurance for yourself and for others?
So I have been assured that the person at the centre of this is getting support, okay, but I was not happy.
When did you get that assurance?
I was told about this in December, but it's important for me as well to say, Greg, when I listened to how it was addressed in 2016 and 2017, I was not happy with what I was told.
Mm. Okay, so when do you hope to see progress on this? When do you see the approval that you talk of? How urgent is this in your view?
I spoke to Minister Donnelly this morning before he went into Cabinet on it. Okay. And I'm hoping he will raise it there. I'm hoping he'll talk with Robert Watt in relation to allowing me to get an independent expert to come in to assist us. Like, this is not me just chasing down the HSE. This is me working with the HSE to ensure that we know what we need to do to ensure the proper safeguarding measures are in place to protect the residents and also that the wider staff know the rules and responsibilities.
Okay, and pardon my ignorance in this question, Minister, would it not be appropriate, like it might be, say, in a private company, that someone is appointed to the head of this now to ensure what's supposed to happen?
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay, but like someone immediately?
Externally and experienced in exactly social work and safeguarding, to ensure that that person understands the relationship of the service provider, in this case it happens to be the HSE, their roles and responsibilities and their interactions with HICWA, TUSLAN and Gorda Síochána, that they understand how relationship works and actually the patterns that have emerged, what was the failures that caused those patterns to continuously to be repeated.
Okay, either by accident or design, you've alluded to the fact that this was in Donegal. When will the public see this report and have all the information?
As I said to you, it will be an independent report that I will be looking to have commissioned. So the report will come to me. And Greg, you know me now well enough at this stage to know that I'm incredibly open and transparent. And when I have it, it will be produced.